Attention all listeners, this is Francesca Mylord Ford, creator and captain of this podcast, speaking. I've got a couple of announcements, but I'm sure you all want to go straight ahead with the episode, so I'll be brief. First of all, we are going on a short mid-season hiatus. Rest assured that it won't be long, but episode 6 will not be released until later in April. To stay updated on new releases, please keep an eye on our social media for more information. Secondly, Turpentine Productions now has both a Redbubble and a Ko-fi account. Links to both can be found in the description below. If you fancy a cheeky bit of merch or just want to contribute to either of our shows, go ahead and check them out. Finally, I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone involved in this project. From my co-producer, Emily, to our ridiculously talented actors, to Joash, who writes all of our beautiful music, to Leela, our brilliant and endlessly patient sound designer. And I cannot stress this enough, we could not have done it without you guys, the listeners. You are our raison d'être, our meaning of life, the light at the end of our tunnel. Well, you get the picture. Just take the compliments. Right, I'll let you get back to the episode. I hope you enjoy it. But remember,
don't trust anyone on your ship, not even your closest friend. I'm afraid that any one of them could be a spy.
Francesca out.
Darcy, Sash, how are we looking?
Ah, smashing, Tap.
I reckon a few more tweaks and we'll be golden.
Hey, Sasha, can you pass me the wrench?
Sure thing, Darce. And, how's that restrainer holding?
Strong and steady.
All right, finish up, you two. Then Gabriel can finish plotting the next hyperspace jump. Harris out.
Well, you heard the lady. Let's wrap this and, then we can go get some snacks.
I don't think Captain Harris mentioned snacks, Sash.
Darcy, trust me. Once you get to know Mika as well as I do, you'll know that the implication of snacks is always there. Like, always.
If I'm honest, I'm not really sure that Captain Harris likes me very much.
What? Why on Esho would you think that?
I don't know. I guess I've been too chatty or something. Maybe if I tried to tone it down.
Darcy, for real? There is no one in the galaxy who couldn't like you. You're friendly and kind and the most fun on the ship. Mika does like you. She's just stressed because it's her first captaincy position, you know? And, you know, the whole thing with Dr. Armstrong.
They really do hate each other, don't they?
Too right. Now come on, first one to finish gets dibs on the last muffin. Oh, I'm gonna beat you.
You're on.
Okay, tighten that bolt there, and we should be good.
Which one?
That one, there, the red one.
I don't... Okay, I think I've got it. Tightening in 3, 2, 1.
Wow, that was a big one, huh, Darcy? Oh, jeez. Darcy, help! We need emergency medical assistance in the engine room.
How are we looking, Gabriel?
Human, Captain?
It's an expression. I mean, how long until the coordinates are set?
Oh, I see. I'd estimate around 10 more minutes.
Gabe, you are a marvel. Fancy a bit of my muffin?
Is that the last one?
Mbatra.
Well...
What in the name of hell was that?
Medical emergency in engine room. Immediate presence of authorized personnel required. Repeat, medical emergency in engine room. Immediate presence of authorized personnel required.
The engine room? Oh God, Sasha and Darcy are down there.
Captain, what do we do?
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Gabriel, you keep plotting those coordinates. We might need to make a jump fast if there's an emergency. Saf, are there any obstructions to the aft deck corridor?
Negative, Captain.
Good. Tell Dr. Armstrong to meet me there. We're going to need all hands on deck. Darcy? Sasha? Sasha!
Captain Harris, I came as soon as you called.
It looks bad. The only blessing I can see is that it didn't breach the hull.
Who was down here at the time of the explosion?
Sasha and Darcy. I only hope we're in time.
Mika? Me? Is that you? I need help right now!
Oh my God, Sasha! We're coming!
You've got blood on you. Injuries?
What? Oh, no, it's not mine. It's Darcy's.
What?
Shit, that's a lot of blood.
I tried to wake her up. I swear, I think she got cut by something. She's really cold. She's still breathing, but she looks really bad. I did what I could, but...
It's okay, Sasha. We'll take it from here. Captain Harris, I need you to find the emergency stretcher. Assemble it while I do my best to stabilize Officer Eldridge. Can you do that?
Yes, Doctor. Right away.
Sasha, can you move her hand to the left, please?
She's gonna be okay, right, Doc?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's nasty.
That's, a lot of blood.
Yeah, something nicked the femoral artery. I should be able to fix it, but there's a bunch of other crap I'll have to take out so it doesn't get infected. Check her pulse, will you? How's the stretcher coming along, Captain?
It's ready.
Good. Help me get Officer Eldridge onto it. We need to get her to the med bay. Ready. 1, 2, 3. Sasha, you've done enough. Go and stay with Officer Gray for now. We'll call if we need you.
Yeah, but can I help?
I said go, Sasha.
Doctor, his head.
It'll be fine for now. One thing at a time. Please, Captain, it will only distress him.
Do what she says, First Mate. And that's an order.
Yes, sir.
I'm in your hands, Doctor. What can I do?
Since my medical assistant is lying on that table, you're going to have to take her place. Do you have steady hands?
Do I have a choice?
Use the UV cleaner on your hands and put on a pair of gloves. I'm going to begin a preliminary exam. This is not going to be pretty. I hope you have a strong stomach.
Let's get started.
Thank you.
Sasha? What's going on? Is everything...
There was, an explosion in the, engine room.
Your head?
Dr. Armstrong said it would be fine.
It's not that. You're bleeding over the consoles.
Sorry.
Where is Dr. Armstrong? Shouldn't she be patching you up?
She's with Darcy.
Is it Captain Harris? Did something...
No. It's not Mika. It's Darcy.
What?
She, got some shrapnel in her leg. She's bleeding everywhere. But I didn't think. I thought it would, you know, be okay. You know, it wasn't supposed to be like this. This wasn't supposed to happen. I don't.
You hurt her? I thought you were her friend, Sasha. Friends don't do that. Friends don't hurt each other. I can't believe you'd hurt her. Is Darcy going to die? Is she going to... Oh, God.
Gabe, buddy, are you okay?
Don't touch me. Just shut up. Go away. Stop touching me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Get out.
Are you sure?
First Mate Cassana, Gabriel's medical records indicate that he is suffering from acute sensory overload. I'd advise that you leave the bridge.
I'm so sorry.
Dimming lights to 20%. Initiating secondary protocol Alpha Mike 22946, implemented by AI specialist Officer Gray. Authorization not required. 3.14159265358973234632643383275.
End protocol.
Your heart rate is now in normal parameters, Officer Gray. Should I let First Mate Cassana in? He's waiting outside.
No. No, let him wait. I don't want to speak to anyone at the moment.
You are currently speaking to me, Officer Gray.
You're different.
I am not a carbon-based life form. Is this what you mean by different?
Sort of. I hate this.
I'm sorry, Officer Gray.
Just keep me updated, please. I need to rest a bit.
Of course, Officer Gray. I will alert you.
There goes another one. Plenty more where that came from. I hope this doesn't get infected. Without proper supplies, I might be forced to amputate. Are you all right there, Captain? You're looking a little... green.
I'm fine.
Not a fan of blood, huh?
Not really.
Me neither, to tell you the truth.
Wait, seriously?
Yep. When I was 10, some snot-nosed Eshian brat broke my arm. No reason. I was just there, and he took his chance. Anyway, there was some blood, and I took one look at it and fainted. Wound up in hospital. My parents... well, anyway, long story short, bodies are gross. That's about it.
You're a doctor.
And you pilot a spaceship. Do you mean to say that space isn't terrifying?
Well, I suppose.
There you have it, then. Shit. Captain, I need those hands of yours over here, stat.
That doesn't look so good.
If you don't put your hands there immediately, it's gonna look dead. Hands, now. Good. Now I'm going to pull out that big piece there, and you're going to put pressure on that bit there, okay? On three. One, two, three. Needle? Steady, Lee. Steady.
Doctor, her heart rate...
I know. Just hold still. Almost there. Almost there. Suction, please. That's the worst of it. Captain, do you see the fridge over there?
The one by the door?
That's the one. Open it and find the transfusion pack labeled B positive.
Here.
Hook this up to the IV stand. God, this girl's veins are flatter than pancakes. Okay. This is actually Darcy's blood, so chances of rejection are minimal. I don't want to speak too soon, but... I think we might be out of the woods.
Wait, Darcy's blood? How?
I've got blood for all of you. Didn't you ever wonder what all the mandatory donations were for?
I never thought to ask. I was so worried.
Don't tell anyone, but so was I. That was my first ever unsupervised surgery.
Seriously?
I did say not to tell anyone. I'll have to keep her under observation, but I think Darcy's going to make it.
I'm glad. She's a sweet kid.
The sweetest. Did you know the day we met, she brought me a bundle of Eschian flowers since she was going to be my medical assistant?
Seriously?
She did. But what she didn't know is that I'm allergic to pollen. I didn't want to hurt her feelings, though, so I pretended to have a cold the whole week. Jeez.
Something's been bothering me about the explosion. I know Sasha can sometimes be a bit of a clown, but it's not like him to be careless. It was a routine fix. It shouldn't have been able to explode so easily. I don't know. Something feels really fishy about this. About this whole mission, frankly. And ever since that letter. I don't know. I'm just glad Darcy's okay.
I'm glad we finally agree on something.
Officer Gray, First Mate Kasana is requesting I open the door.
Let him in, please, Saf.
Gabe, I wanted to apologize for earlier.
It's fine, Sasha. It happens. I understand.
No, it's not fine. I should have recognized that you were upset, and I shouldn't have tried to touch you.
You left when I asked. You apologized. This is the nicest anyone's ever been about it.
The nicest anyone's ever been about what?
I was born different. My brain is wired differently to everybody else's. It's like my code is wrong or something. I hate eye contact. I never know when people are making jokes or being serious. I had to cut the tags out of all of my uniforms because they hurt my skin. My brother tells me that I'm a freak because I like machines more than humans. Sometimes I wish I could be a machine. Everything's so much simpler in knots and ones. I hate this. I hate it. Sometimes I just wish I could be like everybody else.
So, you're on the spectrum. Gabriel, all you had to do was tell us. It's no big deal. My cousin, Maria, is autistic, and she does just fine. Seriously, just tell us how to help you and we'll do it. Did you really think that no one on this entire ship would listen? We found the time to babysit Dr. Armstrong when she got drunk off her rubbing alcohol. And you don't think we can't accommodate you? Don't be ridiculous, man. We've got your back. I've got your back. All of us. And your brother can shove it.
I... Thank you, Sasha. Thank you.
Look, it's the least I can do. And hey, good news. Darcy's out of surgery, and she'll be on the mend in no time.
Attention, crew of the Star Strider. This is a message from your captain. Get the heroes of the hour some food this instant. We're in the med bay. Over and out.
We'll do that. Thanks, Saf.
My pleasure, Officer Gray. We wouldn't want to keep our captain waiting.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord-Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord-Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Original music by Joesh Carey and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Turpentine Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website at www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you like science fiction and or classical authors, why not check out our sister show, H.G. Wells Has His Regrets. Find it on Podbean, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.